Hey there, Matt. How you doing? Welcome.
Not on.
Oh, well, welcome. Welcome anyway.
He is here in the room with us.
Yeah, he is here in the room. His mic is not on yet, though.
So quiet.
Let's play a jam. What do you want to play?
You want a Matthew?
Sure. Let's do it.
Okay. Ben just learned all these songs 20 minutes ago. Kind of.
I got it.
Okay. Ready?
Uh-huh.
That was nice, Fen. Well done. I like how you sent it off into space there at the end.
Thank you, Kaya. Thank you very much. Hey, Matt Milner.
Hey, Fen.
What's up, buddy?
I'm doing well. I'm very happy to have you guys here live in Studio 2A. You're listening to Locals Only here on 91.3 KXCI Tucson. Again, this is Kaya Chesney and Fen Eichner. I would like to start by talking a little bit about, obviously, the album, but specifically about why you decided to choose Fen to be your maestro.
Choose this one?
Yeah.
This one here? Well, Fen and I have played together before. It's hard for me to talk about him and look at him while he's tuning and not making eye contact with me.
Sorry.
But we actually, what was it, like a month ago we did?
The thing. When we were in the greatest band in history, Death Hug,
which is playing at Congress this Friday. Yeah. We were lottoed into, Plush took, they did this thing for cystic fibrosis where they took 25 musicians and they put them, we met at like 9 a.m. and they put us into five groups of five. And we were lottoed together. So Fen and I were in like this, you know, punk lounge slash metal slash, you know, just completely eclectic, awesome band. So we worked together during that last month, and then I caught wave of his amazing recording abilities and mixing, and then
they're more incredible than amazing.
They're incredible and amazing, depending on where you are from in the country.
70% incredible. 20% amazing.
What's the 10?
10% delicious.
They're pretty good.
Yeah.
Overall, well.
10% pretty good.
10% pretty good. But yeah, so rest is history. We've been recording for the last, what, like 3 weeks?
Something like that. We only really did maybe 5 or 6 days, though.
We really pumped it out. Right.
Yeah.
Pumped it out quick.
Pretty much.
We were on roids for a little while.
Yeah.
And then we just have finished up mixing. We did that over the last few days. And now we're in the sitting process where we're trying not to over-digest everything we just did.
Try not to listen to it for a couple of days so we can hear it again.
Yes. And do you envision how you will be releasing the album at this point? Do you have a tentative release date or any other details like that?
Well, no. You know, I'm completely unorganized. This has been like my one mission is to just finish this thing and get it done. Because I've never done a full-length album. I've never, you know, I've been playing with Islamir for a long time. And now I think I'm trying to move in a new direction where I'm just like, you know, trying to hammer down on, you know, really trying to see where this can go as a project and what I can do with these songs. So mission one was just complete the album. And, you know, it would be better if I had a plan beyond that. But unfortunately, at this point, that's about it. So we've almost accomplished that. And then we're going to plan for probably a CD release show in August. So
excellent. So Stay tuned for some more word on that. I'm sure that we'll be reporting on it here on Locals Only. And Fen, is Kaya a bit of a diva in the studio?
Not in the least. Kai's terrific in the studio. There's none of this like learning the song in the studio business. she totally just had it together. It was really, really simple.
It's because I've been playing the same set list for 6 years.
she was one take Johnson on a lot of this stuff. I'm pretty sure, right? We got a couple of those in one take.
Oh yeah, no, totally.
Yeah. It was really, really easy.
And what sort of accompaniment did you provide for most of the tracks?
On drums, yeah, drums.
Jack of all trades.
Drums, bass. Like, we did drums and bass, and then Jordan Andow came in and played some electric guitar. I did a bunch of guitar, too, and then keys. And
he's on vibes. Fen's on
vibraphone.
Vibes. On what's the little baby thing?
The melodica. Yeah.
The little baby thing.
Items.
Just so many. And Rhodes. We got a lot of that
Rhodes,
in there.
Yeah. You're on piano on one track, I believe.
I played six notes.
Oh, wow.
Tambourine. You really destroyed the tambourine. Too.
Anyway, like, so yeah, so, lots to choose from.
Yes,
there.
So when you do get the chance to listen to the album, make sure to pay attention to the six notes that Kaya plays on the piano, and pretty much everything else is Fenn.
Thanks, Matt Milner.
Just kidding, Kaya. But we're going to get back to music here. They've got lots more music. Again, you're listening to Kaya Chesney. And this is Locals Only here on 91.3 KXCI Tucson.
All right, we're going to play Springtime.
This is in B, right?
I don't know notes.
Okay. There you go.
Okay, ready? Springtime waited for the both of us under the spot where the street lights flicker. You know it well, I know you do, I know it too well to forget. We called it our own. So wait on, wait on, I will wait on, wait on, I will wait on, wait on for you. The rain, it pounds, it's pouring down, my window's fogging out, and I can't see past. Can you see past this storm? Spring is gone and fall is here, and all that falls is nothing enough to forget what was our own. So the sun comes by, you will too. Thanks for that. All right, so
see, that's the kind of thing I bring, you know, that's the Fenn Eichner magic right there.
Fenn's really humble. Do you want to do Deeper Water?
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Fenn, you've been really great to work with.
Thanks,
you've
Kaya.
Become like my new big brother. I have one, but I would adopt you.
What's...
I might replace you. Bringing out the melodica.
Okay. All right,
a
little
shaggy. Oh. You guys should see this guy right now. You good?
Safe,
makes me too short. I hope I still can breathe, feel the air inside of me too. Sing about the ocean waves, how they swallowed up my soul. Beneath the waters made me whole. So I have a couple more. Ben, what do you think? Only one, and then Without You, Saints or Tides.
I guess you'll have to buy the full CD to listen to the entire set.
I get it.
Got plenty of time.
Well, Matt's doing sign language for me, so it's really hard for... this is my first time.
Only one. Do it.
Only one. Okay. You guys got to be quiet during this one. Ben keeps making me laugh. By his face and the way it looks. All right. I remember how you slept with covers so close at night. How you always pulled my half away and put up such a fight. Well, now my bed is so cold without you here, without your warm, warm heart. I just never could forget you. I just couldn't start. When did love such a chore, where I don't want it anymore, or feel like everything was new? I forgot what I saw in you until you told me that it was through. Then it all came back. Did you ever think you'd end up here with no hand to hold? I remember when we saw ourselves together growing old. Well, now the days seem longer, but I wouldn't trade what I have learned. I have seen what it is to love, and when it's gone, how it hurts. Oh, I have seen what it is to love, and when it's gone, how it hurts. I'm just kidding. That's the long-running joke.
They're there.
After every time we hear the song, we have to weep. All right, what's after this? Without You. Oh, Matt has the list. I don't have to keep pulling up an iPod for it. All right, this is an angry song. Is that the right one?
Yeah.
Let's be professional about this. Let's just continue on. Ready?
Gotcha.
You thought I'd miss you. You thought I'd be awake, but I don't, and I'm not. How could you think that I would care so much for someone as selfish as you? Good luck trying to make that true, 'cause no, 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 I'm good without you now. No, 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 I'm good without you now. You thought I'd be scared that I couldn't make it on my own, but now I'm better to think that I'd rather be alone than with a boy, that won't turn into a man. I never could fix you, but the truth is that no one can.
You're tuned into 91.3 KXCI Tucson, your community radio. This is Locals Only. My name is Matt, and I am live in Studio 2A with Kai Chesney and Fen Eichner. So thanks again for joining us, guys.
No problem, buddy.
Did you guys know that Matt's also a law student?
This is true.
I didn't know.
Kai knows lots of secrets about me.
Should we turn the tables on him?
Yeah, well, I feel intimidated by his radio voice.
Well, I think that our radio listeners feel intimidated by your beautiful singing voice too, Kaya.
You turned that around so well.
Right.
Thank you so much.
That legal education.
No, I'm glad that I'm here. This has been really fun.
Good, good. Well, I know that we've got another 22 minutes or so before we turn it over to The Hub and Bob Girth. So we'll talk for a few minutes, and then Kai's got a few more songs for us. So the first thing I wanted to talk about here is a little bit about your songwriting process. You mentioned that some of these songs you've had for a while. Have you found that there was a difference in your estimation between the songs that were, you know, from, say, 5-6 years ago and some of the more recent ones? Have you approached it differently?
Well, you know, I've never been able to play guitar up until this point. Present time, I still can't. But I think that I've gotten maybe an inch better. And I think that just listening to new music, because when I started writing music, I'm 23 now, and I was 18 when I started playing shows. And at that point, I think that my musical tastes were really limited to... I was just listening to really awful, awful music. And now I think I've, you know, hopefully matured in my taste a little. And I think that I've learned to steal from other people is what it really comes down to, is I'm able to now point out what I like when I hear, or point out what I like when I hear other people doing it, and then take that and steal it and make it my own.
So what are some of the things that you've been stealing lately?
Well, you know, lately, I recently got really into, like, Laura Veers, which I'd never heard before.
And she is awesome.
Love her.
Yeah, I like Laura Veers a lot.
And then I started stealing some of Feist stuff. Someone told me that I sounded like her once, and so then I decided to go home and research her and try and become her.
And how's that going so far?
You know, it's not going well.
You're just feisty.
I still have a full-time job, but yeah, I think that it's just, I mean, it's something with growing up, even though I'm still a baby, I don't like when people my age are like, I've grown so much and I'm so wise. But I think, yeah, the difference between 18 and 23, I've experienced more. And so I have more to write about other than, you know, how high school is and what it's like living with my mom.
Like Fresh Prince style raps, basically, is what you used to do.
That's what I did.
Yeah. The teachers, just about how the teachers don't understand. They're always jocking you.
Nobody understood me. I, you know, they still don't. But yeah, so I think the songwriting process as a whole has changed because it's no longer trying to figure out who I am. It's kind of admitting that I see and hear things that I love in other musicians and trying to figure out how I can make that my own in my own way. Does that make sense, Fenn?
Sure.
I feel like you're judging me.
I also rip people off. And I used to rip off people who were terrible. Then I started ripping off better people. So
yeah, there's actually the track we just played on the CD. I think Fenn does a really awesome upright bass part for it, and he totally ripped off Cake.
The one that we just did.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
it
yeah.
sounds awesome, though.
It's
well done with that.
It's a Cake-alicious bass line for sure.
So if you like Cake, check out the album.
One more reason to check out the album. Now, do you
There's also a ton of vibra slap on the album, and Kai is constantly just being like, all right, oh, no.
For most parents just don't understand.
For most of the songs, that's happening.
So if people like what they've heard tonight, do you have an online presence where they can hear some of your material?
There's a presence. There's, I think MySpace is retired now as far as music. I think that everyone, if they use
it's
it,
it's been
won't
put out to pasture pretty much.
Yeah. Okay. So, I have some stuff on Bandcamp that's available for download. And that's kind of sad stuff. Cause before Fenn, I was just recording, you know, in my bathroom with a MacBook on GarageBand because all of that is free. And then I found someone worth paying to record me. But you can get those older tracks. You can call them more organic if you like. Those
are
available.
Good marketing.
Yeah, thanks. It's really organic. And those are on Bandcamp. And there's also my Facebook, which is just if you type in Kaya Chesney. There's my personal one, which you can add me, but you could also add the music one because that might be more appropriate if we haven't met.
Right. So in the interest of propriety, make sure to distinguish between those two when you search for her after this. So I understand that you also are going on a bit of a tour.
I am. I'm doing next month we're going to be going to I had actually taken time off work because I was supposed to go to a wedding in Florida. And that those plans fell through. So we're now taking the time. We've timed out the album and the release of it just so that I can go and try and sell that for gas money on tour. But right now I'm going to play. I'm going to go to L.A. and play a show. And then I'm playing in Fresno with a Christian metal band. I'm going to be opening for them.
It's an organic fit, I think.
It's going to be so organic. And then after that, I'm heading to San Francisco and I'm going to play Yoshi's, which is a cool jazz house out there, and then to San Francisco, to San Luis Obispo, to We Don't Know, and then the last day will hopefully be spent entirely at Disneyland. Because it's magical there, and sure. I think it'll be a magical tour, and that's a great period for it, you know?
So are you heading out alone, or is anyone going with you?
Yeah, I'm going, we're renting a van, because my 2001 Kia Spectra is not in the shape to take a road trip such as that. And I'm going with my boyfriend and two of our friends. So it's going to be a couple's trip to Disneyland, pretty much.
There you go. There have been worse tours in history.
Oh, thanks.
I've done them. Yeah. I'm on those tours.
Fenn was there.
So speaking about other projects, you'd mentioned earlier the Death Hug set coming up. And Fenn, I know that you're also playing with Seashell Radio at the Baja Arizona
Plug
Independence
it.
Day.
This is true.
So tell us a little bit about that event.
I don't know a thing about it. I don't. I just
well, you will be there though, so you
yeah,
know
yeah,
that,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, sure. Okay. Playing there.
Oh, tell them about the Pima County Fair.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. That's right, and that's the third. I'm playing with Calexico. I've been
who are they?
That's a band. It's a rock band. And they're playing with Starship.
Oh, wow.
Of all things. Starship, and then there's a Santana cover band that I can't remember
the name. What was Starship's single, just for reference?
We built this city!
Bah, 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 bah.
Yeah. So, yeah, Starship and Calexico, I think that's free. And wow. That's on July 3rd, so that's that.
Take advantage of that.
So if you thought that Kaya opening up for the Christian metal band was an interesting bill, Calexico and Starship with the Santana cover band is another one that you...
I'm really going to go to that.
Yes. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it.
I'm excited.
So that's July 3rd at the Pima County Fairgrounds, and then Seashell Radio, July 2nd at the Rialto for the Baja Arizona Independence Day celebration. Mm-hmm.
Death Hug.
And then Death Hug, yeah,
July
exactly.
First.
Yeah,
July
and we're 1st. Playing with Skrilla Gorilla, which is who is it? Just Noah?
I believe it's some guys from the Holy Rolling Empire.
The Holy Rolling Empire cast members. They have a music video online. I think the song is I'm Drunk.
That's what it's entitled.
Yeah. It's really great though. It's all filmed in Tucson.
All right.
Pretty accurate for those boys. I'm really looking forward to playing that show.
So there is a week full of exciting stuff to check out, and you can go on to the Locals Only Facebook page, find the Locals Only concert calendar, and all of those shows are on there. They've got a few songs left for us before we turn it over to Bob Girth and The Hub at 10 o'clock. Thanks again for tuning in to Locals Only here on 91.3 KXCI Tucson. Before you guys play your last set, Kaya, I just have to check in. Mm-hmm. What is the status of the Logan Green beef that dated back to the CD release show that you played in the fall? Is that still
okay, this
an
is
active
the deal.
Beef?
Anyone who knows Logan Green, which most people do because he's everywhere.
Sure.
You know, he's like an STD. He just pops up where you least expect him. Logan Green is the nicest person I've ever met in my life. And everything... good that he gets, he deserves. I think that I was in a part in my life where I was facing a lot of turmoil and jealousy, and I took that out on the most vulnerable person I could find, which is Logan Green. Mm-hmm. And he and I, we got a little beefy together. I wrote a song about how he's the most happy, that's the happiest person I've ever met, and it's disgusting. And he needs to go back to the leprechaun cloud that he came from, that's raining gumdrops and jelly beans. No, but in honesty, Logan's an amazing, amazing person. So I wrote a song about him thinking he would think it was hilarious and be even nicer. But he retaliated and he wrote a song about me and sang it.
Oh, crosstown beef.
I know. I never thought he would do it, though, or else I would have never done it.
You guys are the NWA of Tucson.
It's true. So,
but we're good.
Enjoy
now.
Kaya while she's around.
He's going to, before he kills me, before he stones me with jelly beans. He's actually going to be playing the CD release show. I just talked to him about it today. And he's been so awesome because Logan has so many contacts as far as tour goes. And he's been helping me book stuff in California. And
excellent.
He's Logan, if you're listening, I love you.
So there you go. You heard it here from Kaya. Beef over.
Beef over.
So
K-O.
Now, back to the music. They're going to play us out until 10 o'clock. Thanks again for joining us, guys. If you like this performance, then check it out on the KXCI website. Click on the Locals Only tab, and you can download this as a podcast.
Thanks for having us, Matthew.
Thank you.
This has been nice. Let's do Saints.
Okay. C?
C.
Okay.
C-C.
Saints hear echoed pleas of what we want, not what we need. You need not a face to pray to. A candle and glass do not guide you. If signs said all they could, I wouldn't get lost like I. So keep asking, maybe.
Sweet. Do we not do circa 1952?
Okay.
Oh my goodness.
That's a song.
That's this is what inspired the album. Let me throw that out there. Let me use the word album as many times as I can in this hour. Well, let's do that, and then let's close out with Tides. Do we have time for that? Yeah. All my songs are 37 seconds long. All right. Okay. You good on this one?
I think so. Yeah. Okay. This is a Jordan Andow magic guitar riff that I had to learn a minute ago.
You?
And it's hard because he's really good.
He is really talented. Okay, let's do this.
Skin. I'm just waiting here at home for you.
Kapow. That was really difficult to do that at the end because it's supposed to be serious, but Fen was in here raising the roof while I was guitar picking.
Somebody has to. The roof's not going to raise itself. For sure.
Isn't that the truth? I think we're going to close out with Saints.
No, we did that already. Oh, wait. Deeper Water?
No, we did that one too.
What have we not done?
Where did the Matt Milner go?
Tides.
Oh, Tides. Good thing. Okay. This is actually the last song on the CD too. Which has a really cool, we thought that if we did water sound effects that it would be really cheesy, so Fen got really ambient and inventive is the word I'm looking for.
I went all Eno on it, basically.
Yeah, what's that buzz? Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Thanks for having us, Matt, by the way. You